reference to quote-unquote spirit is conspicuously missing from Buddhist scripture. However, there is acknowledgement of rebirth. So the belief that man is more than physical matter exists. Why is there so little written about spirit? One is because it's just conceived of in a whole different way. I think from I don't know enough about, say, the history of Western theology to identify where that whole concept of spirit as opposed to the physical comes from, but from, say, from a Buddhist perspective, what the Buddha is pointing to is just natural phenomena, and part of natural phenomena is the, say, that there is no, when the Buddha talks about the senses, say the mind, the heart is another one of the senses, and the experience of the realm of the immaterial is experienced through the mind base, the heart base, but it's not something that is radically distinct. So that it, because it follows exactly the same characteristics, having the characteristic of rising, establishing, and ceasing. It doesn't have some kind of special existence. And then whatever other aspects of the, say, the non-physical, they follow their own, say, own laws, own and laws of nature, so that it doesn't, because it's not something that is has its own kind of special niche within the realm of existence, so that what the Buddha is pointing to is also ways that we can be viewing experience so that we can understand the way out, and that's why when the Buddha that famous image that the Buddha uses of picking up the handful of leaves, and he's in a forest. He picks up a handful of leaves, and he asks, "You know, what is the what is more, the number of leaves in my hand, or the leaves in the forest?" Of course, the monks are saying, "Of course, the leaves in your hand are few, and there's many in the forest." And the Buddha sort of says, "Well, in the same way." What I teach is limited to just these few things, in particular the Four Noble Truths, Eightfold Path, because these are the things that give one the skills, the tools for freedom from suffering. And the Buddha doesn't spend his time trying to explain everything in the universe. All he's concerned with is what is it that is useful for freedom and liberation.